This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Along with Jerry Recco on The Fan.
Oh, the memes were flying last night, man. I saw about 15 Ghostbuster memes after this one. The two things that will never be forgotten about this game. One will be the I'm seeing ghost line. The other will be the side-by-side of Bill Belichick smiling in the fourth quarter to Adam Gase with his head down after Adam Gase declined back-to-back penalties when Bill Belichick was trying to give his punter a little more room while he was punting on the 32-yard line up 33-0 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
They punted from the 32-yard line. I'm surprised he actually didn't put his offense back out there and go for it again.
Oh, that would have been great if he did that. It would have been absolutely great at that point. You know, there's probably some people maybe watching on CBS Sports Network in different states that are like, why are you guys even surprised that the Jets lost to the Patriots and got embarrassed? This happens all the time, right? but no, this was supposed to be a competitive game because the Patriots, who, oh, by the way, you know, the Redskins played a competitive half against the Patriots. The Giants played a competitive half against the Patriots. And the Jets got healthy. Sam Darnold's back. C.J. Mosley's back. The only guy who's really not is Herndon, who apparently is the guy that's going to make them unstoppable. But they were getting healthy. They were at home. So they were supposed to be competitive. And shame on us for believing that they would be. But at least, at the very least, we are not Joe Beningo, who not only went to the game last night and watched it in person, but also bet the Jets money line. Nope. So we already knew that 10 o'clock was going to be fun. Yeah, those two factors in, it's going to be even more fun. All right, Jerry is here. Can't wait to hear this sound. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, good morning. How about some of these scores? First of all, we're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Experience luxury driving in an Audi Q5 with Quattro all-wheel drive at Ray Catena Audi Freehold. Now, clearly, Adam Gase was not around for some of these, nor was Sam Darnold, but just going back, a lot's been made. Hey, they've beaten the Jets 8 straight times now. It's 11 of 12, 16 of 18, whatever. Of the 8, 33-0 last night, 30-14, which we saw earlier in the year, which if the Jets didn't score defensively would have been worse. 38-3, 26-6, 27-13 doesn't sound terrible, and 41-3.
Well, is that all consecutive?
Yeah, those are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the last 6.
Oh, my God.
Unless I missed one.
The best of the lot was a 14-point win? A 2-touchdown deficit?
You know what?
Deficit was the best?
24-17 before the 41-3.
Okay, all right, so 7 points.
The only time the Jets had any sort of like momentum towards the Patriots in this Bill Belichick time frame, I'm thinking is when Rex Ryan was here.
Oh, yeah, the Bart Scott situation. Yeah,
08, 9, and 10, the Jets beat them 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it.
That is it. That is it. So let's get to some of the sound from last night because this was fun. First, Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Then we'll do some locker room sound, and then we'll hear what it sounded like in Boston on a certain few plays.
Oh, God. Zolak.
You think?
Second down, 8. Balls at the 26 in New York. Brady in the gun. Looks into the nickel. Receiver in motion. Shotgun snap. Drops back. Rewinds up. Packs his own. Goes a pass. Goes on over the center. Cuts in the back of the end zone. Grabbed by Dorsett, heavily covered, touchdown New England.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood 1, made it 17-0 New England. They wound up with the 33-0 one, as we've discussed. Now 7-0, that was Tom Brady's only touchdown pass of the night. That's funny. If I would have said to you before the game, everybody's feeling so good about the Jets, Brady's only going to have one touchdown pass tonight. I'm in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, 9.5? Of course. It's a lock.
I mean, they didn't even have over 350 yards of total offense. That, you know, because of all the turnovers, you don't need it.
You do not need it. Sony Michel ran for 3 scores. Sam Darnold's stat line, if you haven't gotten to this yet, 11 for 32, 86 yards, 4 interceptions, lost fumble, quarterback rating of 3.
What garbage? It's garbage.
Now I turned the game on. When I got home last night, second quarter, late second quarter, and it showed he had thrown from minus 2 yards.
Oh, yeah. He had negative 7 fantasy points, which I've never in my life seen anything like that.
I mean, good Lord, here's
that. You should have seen the first quarter, man. It was brutal, man.
I guess
it was over before, like, you sat down. I mean, I think somebody wrote it. I don't know who. Maybe it was Serby or somebody wrote it in the paper, said that, you know, that first drive could have been run up I-95 all the way to Foxborough and it would still be going. So that was, you know, Sam wasn't on the field for that. I mean,
no.
The defense got just absolutely sliced and
blow
diced.
It out an ass.
Yeah.
Here's Adam Gase.
Obviously, that was brutal. Oh. We didn't do anything right. All three phases, we were bad.
You can leave it on it. He's going to continue.
It was just bad performance. Can't play that way against these guys unless it'll look like that, and it's not good. We got a lot of work to do.
And one more from Gase. What happened with your quarterback?
Obviously, you know, when we go back and look at this, he's not going to be happy. He probably was feeling like guys were coming free when they might not have been.
Now, we saw him at his press conference. His eyes must have been sucked up by his brain last night with the way this thing was going. I mean, just horrible. Obviously, the seeing ghosts comment with Darnold being mic'd up is all over the place, and you knew at the time it would be. So what did you mean when you said that exactly?
I just got to see the field a lot better. That's kind of what that means. And, you know, just it was a rough day out there, rough night out there, and obviously I got to be better.
Man, you suck! I tell you, it is so hard to listen to that, man. I mean, because you like the kid and you want the kid to do well, man, and we need the kid to do well. I mean, New Yorkers need these kids to do well,
yeah,
man. It's painful. And watching last night, man, it was like he is so overwhelmed. I mean, like, it's a football game. You've done this your whole entire life.
I mean, that
you're not going to be 100% all the time. Tom Brady's not 100% all the time, but still, Jesus, you can't look like you're...
He was frightened. He was frightened.
It's like a chihuahua on the corner of 36th and Madison as during rush hour, you know, yeah. And everybody's trying to get into the tunnel.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, ooh!
Here's Jamal Adams. What happened out there?
I don't know, man. We just didn't come to play. I can't answer that. I'm not in everybody's head.
Here was Bill Belichick. He was asked if this is the most comprehensive defensive game you guys have played.
Yeah, well, yeah. We have a lot of good players, and they played well tonight. So give the players credit for, you know, their effort.
Now, in terms of...
he's a fun guy. He's just...
He was smiling, though, when it did start.
Yeah.
In terms of the two penalties that the Jets declined at the end that you guys have talked about, Belichick was asked if he thought there was gamesmanship there from Gase.
No, it was just the way the rules are set up. We were able to, you know, run quite a bit of time off the clock without really having to do anything.
I don't know why I find that funny. A couple of other things from this game. So, obviously, Sam Darnold didn't play well. Here's how a couple of picks sounded in Boston with Soucy and Zolak. First, I give you the Daron Harmon interception in the second quarter.
Bell to the left of Darnold, who takes the snap. Drops back with a twist up front. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Picked off by Daron Harmon. Lands across the goal line and then touches down with his right knee for a touchback. He's got his second interception of the season, and it's the third turnover by New York.
They got this kid scared.
It's true. He's so right. I mean, that talk about insult to injury. I mean, when you've got a color commentator on the radio network who played quarterback in the NFL laughing.
He's mocking him.
Yes, he's outwardly. And you know what? He earned that. Sam Darnold earned that mock last night on a couple of levels. One, the way he played, and two, what he said.
I'll give you another mocking clip. This is the Gilmore interception. This one's at least in the third quarter.
Darnold, he takes it. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle, intercepted by Gilmore. Rises from the turf at the 30. Runs it back right across the 35-40. Gilmore tries to get outside, and he is clipped down on the far side of the field by Crowder. Darnold with his third interception of the evening.
Nice throw off the back foot again.
Into the arms of Gilmore.
I mean,
yeah,
that's his bit. Like, Scott Zolak really knows how to, like, troll, you know, and he did part. He's like,
he's laughing through it.
Yeah, look at this guy. Oh, boy, does he blow. Oh, man. Another throw up the back foot. Ah, he's scared. Like, that's his analysis.
Yeah.
Like, his analysis last night was.
Could you imagine if he were doing the ESPN analysis?
Oh, it'd be.
Entertaining.
Yeah, it would be for sure.
33-0 the final score. Giants play the Lions on Sunday. Here's Pat Shurmur. Need to make corrections this week after the loss to the Cardinals.
Yeah, coach better. We got to play better, and we got to do everything necessary to tidy that up and get ready to play Detroit.
Yeah, whoever, right. Whatever the team. We're
Pat Shurmur. They are playing Detroit. Yes, and then here's.
I don't think I've ever heard a coach say tidy that up.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a coach, I've coach
not.
Say that?
Tidy that up. No, I don't think so either.
Tidy that up. We've got to tidy that up.
So Giants 2-5 going to Detroit on Sunday. Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. fined $14,000 for violating the NFL's policy on uniforms and equipment. October 14th, he wore pants that were cut above the knee. Texans acquired cornerback Garyon Conley from the Raiders for a third-round draft pick, and the Eagles releasing defensive back Orlando Scandrick.
What is going on, man, in Philadelphia? Did you see that whole story?
Oh, with the So which one? It was an anonymous Eagles source who said something about Carson Wentz, right?
Like, Alshon Jeffrey.
That's one thing.
And then Howard Eskin, who's been a longtime sports talk guy in
Jeffrey,
Philadelphia.
Right?
What's that?
Did he say it was Alshon Jeffrey?
Yes, and he said it was Alshon Jeffrey on WIP. Now, also, Howard Eskin stands on the sidelines of the Eagles games every single week. So that's going to be fun. But he just came out and said that it was Alshon Jeffrey. And then I guess Josina Anderson was involved, and she was going back to Eskin because it was her report, and he doesn't know who I'm talking to, and blah, blah, blah. It's a mess.
And then you also have Lane Johnson, their all-pro right tackle, basically claiming after games that it's getting a little lax.
Right. People late to meetings.
People late to meetings and all that. And then Malcolm Jenkins comes out and says and refutes that and says, I don't know where that narrative's coming from. I don't know who he's talking about. Ooh, it's coming apart in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, man. Like, the magic that they had that year, you got to pay for it. That's what happens in the NFL. You got to pay for it, unless you're the Patriots.
We were talking about it 2 weeks ago. They started on a gauntlet of a schedule that the Jets started with. Now the Eagles are right in the middle of it. They went on the road to Minnesota, got their asses kicked. Went to Dallas, got their asses kicked again.
Yeah,
and the next four games for them are like I think the toughest in the league.
Oh, tonight in Houston, Game 1 World Series, Astros and Nationals. Garrett Cole, Max Scherzer, the starters. Game 2 will be Verlander and Strasburg. NBA season begins tonight, but not for Zion Williamson. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. Had surgery to repair a torn meniscus. Pelicans play the Raptors tonight.
Imagine if he was here. Imagine. I mean, we'd be going
Panic City.
Crazy.
Yeah, you would. Lakers, Clippers tonight as well. Tomorrow, the Knicks are in San Antonio. New York picking up their fourth-year options on Frank Ntilikina and Dennis Smith Jr. Nets open with the T-Wolves. Brooklyn signing Torian Prince to a two-year extension worth $29 million.
You know, there are like 47 guys, I think, in the NBA that are making over $25 million a year.
Yeah, I saw that same thing.
Good league to be in.
I know.
What?
Good league to be in.
Yeah, it's all guaranteed, too.
Jaylen Brown got a 4-year extension worth $115 million. Yeah, well, that's fair. Tonight you've got the Rangers playing the Coyotes. Blue Jackets beat the Maple Leafs, Flyers over the Golden Knights.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.